720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. On the top of everybody's mind, social media platforms, maybe your text messages. Everyone's talking about the school shooting in Nashville, probably because of proximity, but I think many people choose that as a place to go visit, or they have been there. And the more familiar you are with an area, the closer you feel to that area. And that's what's happening today. Three children killed, three adults killed, a 28-year-old female shooter was killed. And how ironic, I turn on the news and I'm on Twitter and I see someone from Highland Park on the screen, and that is Ashby Beasley. So, Ashley, you pop up in TV interviews and you're trying to explain to them that you are from Highland Park. Were you at the parade on July 4th?
I was. My son and I were both at the parade on July 4th and ran for our lives.
And now it's spring break and you decide to vacation with your kids in Nashville and you find yourself in the same situation again.
Yeah, and you know what? Only in America would you survive a mass shooting and then become friends with another mother who lost a son in a mass shooting and decide to have lunch with that mother and that friend in Nashville while you're on vacation and while your son is at the zoo with his aunt. And when you're en route to go see her, she calls you to tell you that her son, who was at the mass shooting where her other son was killed, is now on lockdown because there's been a school shooting a block away from his school.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're in Nashville meeting with another mom.
Right.
And she has a child in that school at Covenant that is in lockdown because of a school shooting.
No, her son at Hillsborough High School, which is down the street from Covenant. But her son, you know, survived a mass shooting that killed his brother. You know, they have gone through this, and here I am in town. Like, I haven't seen her in a couple months, and I'm like, let's get lunch. And so we're getting together to, like, see each other. And only in America would you have two, you know, mothers who have experienced mass shootings with children who have experienced mass shootings and, you know, in a situation where there is another school mass shooting while we're all in the same area. It's crazy. It's just, it's an epidemic. It's gun violence has become just, it's unlivable. Like, we are not living.
I always feel like moms have to do something about this. I mean, look, you've connected with somebody you would have never connected with in your entire life. You living in Highland Park, and she lives where?
Nashville, Tennessee. She lives
there. So it's only based on the fact that you've both been through these situations that brought you together, and I think there's so many connections made like that, but we can't get anything done about it. What do you think needs to be done? What has to be done to stop this?
I mean, we need to have an honest conversation about how these shootings happen. Maxwell Frost just introduced a bill that is working to establish an Office of Gun Violence Prevention in the DOJ that will be dedicated to understanding the roots of gun violence and to create solutions and legislation to address them and to make sure that we are putting forth effective solutions. But beyond that, you know, this epidemic of gun violence has taken over our society in such a way. Guns are the number one killer of children and teens. It's overtaking car accidents. We can't pass safe gun storage laws in this country. Children are shooting each other. They're shooting their teachers. We have dogs shooting their owners. Assault weapons are just, you know, they're weapons of war, and they're easier to buy than a handgun. They're creating an international crisis with Mexico. I mean, this is beyond anything you can think of, and we're not talking about it.
Ashby, I know
we're not talking about it. You led
groups to Washington after the Highland Park shooting, and you mentioned there briefly some legislation that might be coming out of that. But here we are, 8 months later, and you're witnessing it again. Did you find discouragement when you found this news? Did you react with anger? How did you react?
I think that I'm just becoming jaded because I'm like, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. 50% of Americans have experienced gun violence or know someone who has experienced gun violence. And that number is just rising. It's rising every single day. And, you know, this is a mass shooting that was done with an assault weapon, and that's very alarming. But every single day, there are mass shootings across our country done with handguns that no one talks about. There are children, you know, over 6,000 children were shot and injured or killed last year in 2022. Like, these numbers are alarming and terrifying, and these are problems we can solve by passing gun safety legislation, by banning assault weapons, by requiring background checks on every single gun purchase. But our lawmakers are failing us, and they're not doing it.
There is a new generation, and when she mentioned Maxwell Frost is a part of that new generation. He is a gun violence survivor, a civil rights activist. He represents the Miami area and made it in Congress at the age of 25, and this is his campaign, and I'm glad that he is working toward, you know, at least getting it addressed. I would guess that's the key. Ashby, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, Ashby Beasley is from Highland Park, a survivor of the July 4th parade, today having lunch in Nashville with another mom who lost a child to gun violence. And then that mom's child is at a high school up the road from where this school shooting took place. And so is that where I first saw you on TV? Both of you were outside as her child was still in lockdown because the school was not far from Covenant?
Yes, actually, we left there. We were by the school. I sort of crashed that presser, and then we came down the road, and we were trying to, like, collect ourselves and eat some lunch. Because, honestly, every single time there's a mass shooting, it's like experiencing it all over again. I know what these families are feeling. I know what their friends are feeling. I know what the people in the building are feeling. They're replaying these incidents over and over and over again in their head. And you know what I mean? I can feel the anxiety. I met a mother that was there on the spot, and she asked if there was anything that I could share with her. And I told her, you know, she said she had like a 5-year-old. And I said, you know what? Make sure that they know that the bad person with a gun cannot hurt anyone anymore. Because for my son, who was 6 at the time, knowing that our shooter had been arrested and that he couldn't hurt anybody was like what he needed to hear as soon as possible. And like to know that, like, now I'm in a position where when I talk to another parent, like, I can give them this advice and help them. It's just because it's happened so many times, and it's happened with my child, and we know what worked with him. It's unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
Her son actually just came in. He actually came in while we were sitting there having lunch and just getting out of school. He was on lockdown for that long, for like hours.
It's horrifying. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Ashby Beasley from Highland Park, finding herself outside of the school in Nashville where the shooting took place. Steve has details about that shooting and the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.